Hello and welcome to the Ryerson podcast for the week of November 11th. We hope you remembered to wear your poppies for Remembrance Day today. I'm Alexandra Sanders.
And I'm Erin Sally. We're bringing you Ryerson's freshest news and the top stories of the week from across Canadian university campuses.
In this week's episode, an exclusive interview with Counselor Doc Ford after his visit to Ryerson, an update on the death of Ryerson grad Christopher Skinner, and the Rams men's hockey team is suspended for disorderly conduct.
Toronto Councillor Doug Ford spoke to a Ryerson Journalism, Media Law, and Ethics class on Tuesday. Master's students took to Twitter, posting quotes from Ford that were followed by many media outlets. Ivor Shapiro, the chair of the Ryerson School of Journalism, sat down with our own reporter, Arman Agbali, to tell us what went on inside the classroom. He explained that his ethics class focuses on issues of libel, privacy, and fairness in reporting, as well as holding politicians accountable. He felt it was a great opportunity for his students to hear from someone so close to the center of this developing story. I waited outside the classroom, along with reporters Jean Codin and Peter Lazinski, to catch Doug Ford after he spoke with the class. We asked him for his opinion on the motion to suspend his brother, the mayor, of his powers by two city councillors. This is what he told us.
I find that comical. Those councillors, it's all about politics. They never voted with the mayor. They want him out of office. And it's not councillors that decide who gets elected. We live in a democracy. It's strictly up to the people to either kick the mayor out of office or elect him back into office in October 27th.
After our interview with Doug, his brother, Mayor Rob Ford, confirmed allegations of his drug use to the media. His admission sparked reaction from Torontonians, demanding that he step down from office.
I went to City Hall on Wednesday to gauge what people were most angry with, the drug use, the deceit, or the cover-up. Roughly 150 concerned angry citizens came out to City Hall that day, demanding Mayor Rob Ford to resign.
I feel embarrassed for the city. It doesn't look good internationally. He's been an embarrassment consistently for a long time now. Addicts tend to lie about their behavior. They tend not to even realize to themselves, and he needs help.
I am the biggest apathetic person on the face of the planet. I do not get involved in this kind of thing. I am not an activist. But this guy has pissed me off, and I'm done. Like, he's got to go.
The protest was organized by a group of citizens that call it Safe Toronto, shortly after Ford's statement to the media admitting that he did smoke crack cocaine. The protest turnout was lower than expected, but considering it was organized less than 24 hours before, the protesters made sure their voice was heard. Angry anti-Rob Ford slogans were chanted, posters were bumped into the air, and chalk messages were written on pavement and City Hall walls. Safe Toronto will organize another protest at City Hall in 2 days on Wednesday, November 13th, if the mayor has not resigned until then.
Toronto police have now arrested 23-year-old Augustine Caruso in the death of Ryerson grad Christopher Skinner. Caruso was 19 at the time of the incident and has been charged with second-degree murder. Police say 27-year-old Skinner was trying to catch a cab when he was brutally assaulted and run down by a black SUV in October of 2009. He later died of his injuries in hospital. Skinner's parents spoke at a news conference on Thursday, thanking police for making sure the case never went cold. Skinner's death is thought to be a hate crime.
OSAP has introduced a new policy to make paying for school a little less painful. The Ministry of Training, Colleges, and Universities will instate new policies to coordinate student payment deadlines with OSAP's disbursement date in order to avoid late fees. Students would then have the option to pay for each term separately instead of paying for the full year up front. 13,000 Ryerson students applied for OSAP this year, and by September, 30% were still waiting to receive their funding. Students who did not pay by September 30th were charged a $70 deferral fee and a monthly interest charge of 1.25% on their unpaid account balance. Ryerson's Credit and Collection Services manager says the school was not aware OSAP funding was late. The problem here is that OSAP does not reimburse students for Ryerson's late fees, and the school won't waive those fees either. The OSAP application process has now become simpler by stepping up their communication through apps, emails, and social media.
The Ryerson men's hockey team was suspended for a week after violating Ryerson's athletic code of conduct during a road trip to Princeton, New Jersey. The team was reportedly drinking back at their hotel, which is against school policy. Head coach Graham Wise was given a 4-game suspension, while assistant coach Lawrence Smith was relieved of his position with the team. The players and team personnel are not allowed to use any school facilities during their suspension, which includes the Mattamy Athletic Center. The only exception is if members are working or studying there. The 7-day suspension will throw a wrench into the team's 5-2 start this season, since they will have to forfeit 2 games.
Ryerson and St. Michael's Hospital have announced plans to open an institute for biomedical engineering and science technology called IBEST. The new 6,000 square meter collaborative facility will be located in the hospital's Kenyon Research Center. 15 Ryerson faculty members and 40 students whose active research will involve healthcare will have the opportunity to work side by side with the St. Michael scientists. IBEST will be a great opportunity to provide a breakthrough in media technology and bring innovative treatments to the patients much faster. Construction for this project will begin next spring and should be completed by spring of 2015. And it's official. Students in the Faculty of Communication and Design now have their very own society. This means FCAT students will have to fork out another $60 in tuition starting next September. 80% of voters supported the referendum. Another referendum from the Ryerson Engineering Student Society also passed on Thursday. Engineering students will now pay $65, which is nearly double the annual levy students are currently paying.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead, short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Canadians pause in memory of thousands of men and women who sacrificed their lives fighting for our own freedom. We pay tribute today with 2 minutes of silence to our fallen soldiers from the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, the Afghanistan conflict, and other peacekeeping missions. And don't forget your poppy today. This little red flower is a symbol of respect to honor both our fallen soldiers and the surviving veterans.
And that's it for this week's Ryersonian Wrap-Up. I'm Alexandra Sanders.
And I'm Erin Sally. Tune in next Monday for more top stories from Ryerson and other Canadian University campus updates. Have a great week.